Good evening, everybody. So today I have a very special guest, Davy Cashin, who is the lead singer from the Kilkennys, an Irish folk and ballad group that have made a name for themselves over the years. So Davy, thank you so much for coming on the show. Please tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from, your background and how you ended up in this band.
Well, Ciara, it's a pleasure and honour to be on your wonderful podcast. I'm joining the list of great guests that came before me, so happy to be here. I'm in the marble city of Kilkenny, southeast of Ireland, and I'm in my home studio where I do all my songwriting, singing, and come up with all the great ideas that are going to take over the world. But yeah, delighted to be on the show. I've got a few weapons and instruments beside me here. We might be able to take them out later on if we have time. And I'm in a band called the Kilkennys. We're a folk group. We've been touring the world for over 20 years, believe it or believe it not. Myself and Tommy Mackey and my brother Adam, we put the band together while we were in school. We were studying for our Leaving Cert, which is our final exam in a secondary school. And we should have been studying, but we weren't. We were rehearsing so we could play gigs at the weekend in pubs and get free drink, or just get our name out there and maybe a little bit of pocket money. And that's how it all kicked off. We enjoyed the music so much that we decided to skip college, put a band on the road and roll the dice and see where it took us. And that chance took us all over the world.
Wow. So you write your own songs as well?
Writing, we do traditional music, which is a lot of like the tunes from the west of Ireland and Clare, like the home of traditional Irish music. So the instrumental pieces. And then we love ballads. Ballads is our main thing. Ballads and singing, the folk songs, you know, telling the story of Ireland through music and poetry and song. And it's folk music written for the people, and it's by the people, you know. So it's strong stories of the working class in Ireland and the oppression, the good times, the bad times, the ups and downs. So everybody knows the story of Ireland, and we're just helping it along with the music and as entertaining a fashion as we can.
That's brilliant. I didn't realize that. So you're going to be coming to the UK, I believe, very shortly.
We can't wait. I'm actually restringing all the instruments here, getting them all polished up into their cases, because we head to the UK tomorrow to kick off a 3-week tour all over the UK. We kick off in Corby tomorrow night, a beautiful theatre called The Cube. And we played there many times, and we're looking forward to a good start to the tour. And then you can look at our dates on thekilkennys.com, and we might be in a city or a town near you, and you might be able to come see us yourself, Ciara. We'll put you on the guest list.
Oh, brilliant. Yes, I'd love that. I would definitely, yes. Afterwards, you can let me know when it is. So tell me this, you have four guys in the band. Obviously, there's different personalities. I know how my relationship is with my own family. It's a really strong family. We're close. However, it's family. You can kill each other at the same time. How does that manifest in the band?
A band is probably the closest thing to a family as you will experience. Not everybody gets to play in a band. It's not for everybody, you know, and a lot of the bands that start off in school, a lot of them break up and they don't manifest and it doesn't happen. It's just like a relationship. They all don't work out, you know. But when it comes to family, that's what a band is like. Sometimes it really clicks and you become a family and you're on the road and you're in each other's pockets. And you can get tired of the road and you can get tired of each other. But if anybody crosses any other member, guess what? They're all in to defend you and back you up all the way. So it's a really hard thing to keep together. Ask any of the acts that have been on the road for decades, like the Eagles, U2, any of the big boys. It's hell. It's heaven and hell. The Eagles actually call it heaven and hell because sometimes it's brilliant. Sometimes it's absolute nightmare. And it's a tough thing to keep going, but you can get the magic right and stay out of each other's way as much as you can. You might be able to get it to work.
You make it work. And tell me this, with the different personalities, I always love to know, you know, when I'm looking at a band and I'm admiring their music, what type of personality do you have and the rest of the band? Tell me, each one has their own little...
Yeah, it's a tough thing to describe your own personality because it's something that's viewed by somebody else. So it might be for somebody else to explain what
pretend it's a friend. I'm sure I get my whole life, Ciara, You're mad as a brush. Mad as a brush. That's what I'm getting my whole life. Yeah. So pretend it's a friend.
Mad as a brush. I suppose when you're in music, you kind of have an ear and you kind of want everything to be right. And I don't want to say perfection because nothing is perfect, but you want things, you have a vision or a plan in your head and you want to see it through and you hope everybody else is on the same page as you and you can set out your stall and make it happen. And sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. So I suppose I'd have the personality of trying to make it happen. I'd be fairly easy going. I like having fun. Probably take it a bit too serious when we're behind the scenes, you know, just making sure it's right. But when we're on stage, we all relax into it. We get the fun off the audience, get them involved. And personality-wise, some guys are quiet. Some guys like to sleep. Some guys like to get up and get going. I like to get up in the morning, get running, get exercise, get the blood and the oxygen flowing, and get the ideas flowing. And then, but you ask the guys about me, they'll probably say I'm an absolute nightmare. But that's for them to say.
We all have our idiosyncrasies. We all definitely have those. In your family, was there a musical background? Was mummy and daddy playing instruments at a young age? Did they encourage this?
Yeah, you might have heard of things called the kitchen sessions, you know, like they're an old tradition where, you know, people back in the day mightn't have been able to afford to go to the pub or even have money. So things called the kitchen sessions started. So maybe in rural Ireland, all the families would come into the kitchen and they'd all have a little party piece. They might sing, they might dance, they might play an instrument. And you'd see lots of old black and white footage of that. Growing up in the 80s and 90s in Kilkenny, we were in rural Ireland and we had kitchen sessions every weekend. We lived very close to a pub called the Cave Bar, an attached cottage in rural Kilkenny. And when the pub would close at 11 or 12, my dad would get everybody that was in the pub back to our house. And I was only like 5, 6, 7, 8 years of age, but I would be allowed to stay up and join into the sessions with the drink, the smoke, the singing, the dancing. And that's where it kicked off for me. I said, this is fun. And if you're having fun, it's worth doing. So that's where it started me with my dad. My mom was always in the background listening, loves listening to music. I loved Irish dancing. And only recently, my mother asked me, can I get piano lessons? Now, my mother's, you know, she's up in years and she's not that old, but she said, I want to get piano lessons. And I said, well, first of all, we need to get a piano. And she said, no, I'll get the lessons first. And then if I'm any good, I'll get a piano. I said, no. So I went out and I got her a piano. I said, here, ma'am, now we can start learning the piano. And this is only like 5, 6 weeks ago. So we learned a few chords and she's progressing brilliantly and it's never too late. So if you want to pick up something in life, just go and do it.
That's beautiful. Wow. Aren't you a very nice son to do that for? And you're right, because practice makes perfect. So we always will start something, we think we can't do it and we don't. But, you know, she might have a good day and practice and then might have a bad day another day and go back. So, no, well done. So you guys made it to the Late Late Show. How did the family feel when they seen their guys going on to the Late Late Show? I mean, you've made it in life once you've hit that.
Yeah, well, it's one of those Irish institutions and traditions, and the Late Late Show is, I think, it's the world's longest running chat show. Yep. And it was kind of from the birth of RTE. We had Gay Byrne, we had Pat Kenny, Ryan Tuberty, now we have Patrick Kilty. They were some of the guests. Jerry Ryan did a guest one when Pat Kenny couldn't make it. So all these great names and all the great acts that played over the years. So it's like a rite of passage. If you make it onto the Late Late Show, you've made it. I'm not sure if that's the case anymore because of social media and YouTube, and people have different avenues and platforms to get their art and music out there, which is fantastic. But it's still a little feather in the cap, and it's still fantastic to make an appearance on one of the world's leading chat shows, and that's the Late Late Show. We got on with a song called Homeland, and that was written by Mick Hanley and the famous Jimmy McCarthy, who wrote Ride On and hundreds and hundreds of other fantastic songs. He's a good friend of mine and the band's, and he suggested we record this song. He said it would suit you perfectly. So we got in the Irish Celebration Choir, who did really well on Britain's Got Talent. They joined us. They're Kilkenny-based as well. beautiful vocalists, all female act. They collaborated with us. We had a big orchestra, big sound, and we shot it all around the lovely scenes of Kilkenny in the castle and up along the streets and alleyways. And it came out really well. It's on YouTube if anybody wants to see it. So yeah, that was our debut on The Late Late Show. And we haven't looked back since. That was 2017, I think.
When you do something like that, do you get a lot more work from it? When people see you, do they tend to, you know, does the phone start hopping? All of a sudden you've been on The Late Late Show. Do you get more work from it?
Absolutely. And there's no such thing as bad exposure, really, or bad publicity. So the more you put yourself out there, the more eyes are going to be on it, the more ears are going to be on it. So you have a better chance of getting those extra bookings that you might not have gotten otherwise. So yeah, self-promotion is important in the game. A lot of acts and artists, you know, they might be shy and they might not like to put themselves forward as much, you know, in a grandiose self-promoting way, but it's kind of comes part and parcel with the game. If nobody knows your music, if your music is sitting in the drawer, nobody's going to hear it. So you got to put it out there and see what happens.
That's so true. And I always say you could have the best product in the world, but if you don't know how to sell it, then there's no point having it because you have to be able to do that. There was something I wanted to ask you there. Yeah, you're a very humble person and I'm getting, you know, you're just so laid back and such a kind person to speak with. It's an honor to have you on today, but do you ever let fame get to your head? Does it ever, at any point, did it, you know, it doesn't know?
Well, you have to be famous before it can go to your head. So, I kind of like the idea of, I like my own time as well, you see. And I often wondered how the ultra famous, like the super, super famous that literally can't go anywhere, you know, like LA superstars, politicians, rock stars. Like, I think that would be really difficult to deal with and handle, you know, because if you're a private person, you like your own space, you like your own time, and you just all of a sudden that's gone because you're in a huge movie or you have a worldwide smash hit, you know. One, it's two sides of the coin. It's a duality, you know. It can be great, but there's another side to it. I kind of liked Ronnie Drew's take on it. He was always flirting with fame. He liked the idea of fame, but maybe not actually go all in. So he had a certain amount of anonymity around the world, but in other parts, maybe in Dublin, he was super famous and he might avoid those areas. So humble, thanks for the compliments. Like, we like to stay grounded. Let's not get away with ourselves. Let's do the job, do it well, make sure everybody has a good time, comes to the shows. We'll put on our show as best we can and give everybody a good time. And that's all you can really do. And keep the ball rolling.
Keep the ball rolling. You're so good. Thank you so much. So I believe that you said at the start of this podcast that you would treat us to a couple of songs.
I can if you want. I haven't planned on it, but seeing as all the instruments are here close at hand, I don't know, you were saying there's a couple of songs you liked. Beautiful love song from Scotland. And I won't sing it all, but it's a beautiful one, Caledonia. We have it in
Caledonia, yes.
Let me tell you that I love you and I think about you all the time. Caledonia called me. Now I'm cold. And thought if I should become a stranger, though that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had, especially for you, Caledonia.
I love it. I sang it at my granddad's funeral. It's a beautiful song.
You sang it.
I don't have a note at the back of my head. Okay, I just sang it for my granddad.
Wow. So if I had known that, you should have been singing it with me. And you said your dad likes a couple of the Rebel songs.
Yes, my father loves a Rebel song.
What's your dad's name?
Pádraig McNamee.
Pádraig. We'll sing this one for you. It's a Kilkenny song. We like singing the Rebel songs ourselves, or patriotic ones. This is a Kilkenny one called Highland Paddy. I'll give you a little verse of it. One even fares, and the sun was shining. To Kilkenny, hiding right, I'd have been a Captain Brady. He a tall commander by his side. Sing it, Pádraig. Then farewell, come Highland Paddy. By your side, you surely stand. Hear the feeble shout from freedom. We'll rise in the morning with the fiend in path. Rise in the morning with the fiend in path. Rise in the morning with the fiend in path.
Woo! Bit of Highland Paddy.
Well done. Davey, thank you so much. And I really do appreciate you singing the songs to us down here. So this is going to be made into an audio, so people won't get to see this, but they will hear you. Should anybody wish to book you or to contact you, the best way to do that would be?
Yeah, just go to our website, thekilkennys.com, Instagram, Facebook, all our music's on Spotify. We're all over the internet. But there's a better way to see the Kilkennys, and that's live in the theatre, because you can't beat live music. So come see us at a venue near you, all over the UK for April, and all around the world then after that for the rest of the year. So look us up. Kira, thanks for taking the time to talk to me. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. God bless.